The countdown's on for these grade 3 and 4 kids from Moranbah State School. They're deep in final rehearsals for a musical spectacular coming to their town this weekend called The Power Within. It's part of the Queensland Music Festival and will highlight the resilience and diversity of life in the coal mining Isaac region of Queensland. A cast of 250 locals from Moranbah, Clermont, Middlemount, Dysart, Glendon and Nebo will come together this Friday and Saturday night to sing, dance and tell their town story.
In hard times, when the odds are stacked up high, when your family's doing rough, you break your back to build a home, and you hope and pray that it's enough.
Corey Fraser plays the lead male role. You probably wouldn't guess it when he's up on stage. But when he's not performing, Corey works as an underground coal miner.
Some, I guess, wouldn't expect that, but for me, it's just part of life. It's what we do. This is my passion. This is what I love to do.
Do the blokes at work know about your secret life up on stage?
I don't like to think of it like that, but it is a bit like that. But yes, they do. They know me, and they appreciate that what I do is for my hobby, and it's water off a duck's back.
Corey says with a young family, the fly-in, fly-out lifestyle wasn't for him, and he loves living in Moranbah.
For me, it was the option of being able to live in town and to come home every night to my family. Again, it's not a common theme in Queensland in the coal mining industry, but it's a really important aspect of life. Even though life at times with the shift work can be challenging and you're working in with league practice with the kids or dance practice or whatever else is going on, my wife's busy as well with her life, and we're all working together and we keep a diary, and life works just like everyone else's as life works as well.
One reason Corey wanted to do the musical is to show that living in mining towns can have as much community spirit as anywhere else.
What this show will portray is a sense of community, a sense of involvement and a sense of family. So for the kids that are in town, this will open the door to hopefully endless possibilities, different options that they can do, and again, working in with a professional team is a great thing. I'm quite proud. My 8-year-old daughter Eilish and I will be treading the boards together.
I turn the music up, I got the records on, I shut the world outside until the lights come on, maybe the streets are
dark. The show's writer and director, David Burton, says his vision for The Power Within is to tell an almost existential story about how mining towns can survive post the mining boom.
Community health is really about protecting society's most vulnerable citizens, and that's for these guys, that's their kids. So we've got to have kids that are able to go somewhere on the weekend and or know their neighbours and have a connection and feel like they can grow up somewhere that has a soul. I think it's too easy to write off these towns and go, oh, they're just mining towns, they'll come and go, and that's not the case. As a local said to me, these towns were built to survive 20, 25 years. They were built to survive a generation, and they're still here 30, 40 years on. And one way or another, the resources industry is going to keep going. And so these towns have got to come to a place where they know who they are and they know what's special about this place for their kids, if nothing else.
He says he's been blown away with the talent on show in the Isaac region.
We've just been witness to a lot of amazing stories out here, whether it's a young bullied kid trying to who we've been able to find a place for in the show, or you know, mining workers who come to rehearsal covered in coal dust, or school teachers who are actually trained operatic sopranos. Like there's I think for most Australians it's so easy to write off these towns and for the people in the town themselves to write it off as we're just a mining town. But you've got so many people here who are so fascinating and who are looking for an opportunity to have a cultural experience, and it's a real honour to be able to be part of that.
Irish immigrant Elaine Gilmartin's story of arriving in Moranbah is also part of the musical.
We've got a young family. It's and we're obviously away from our own family. Everyone becomes part of your family. I mean, from your neighbours to your friends that you meet, and obviously getting out and getting into the community, and everyone just becomes one big community, I guess. And there is huge community spirit, because a lot of people in these towns are in the same situation, I guess. So everyone just pulls together or helps each other, and you meet lots of friends, I guess, in towns like this as well.
Which is probably different to what some people expect of a town like this. There is that perception of mining towns being very transient and perhaps a bit not much community in the area. Is that what you've experienced?
Absolutely not. And it's funny, because a lot of people, we'd lived in Mackay beforehand, a lot of people had said that to us prior to moving out here and thought we were crazy moving out here. However, it's probably the best move that we've ever made. Again, it is a transient town and people do move. However, you do meet really good, strong, and make good, strong friendships, you know, and I guess especially if you've got smaller kids too, it's a really good place, because there's heaps for the kids to do, and honestly, every weekend there's probably something going on.
When you care for each other.